The Museum of the North in Fairbanks is now home to a rare stone that's made its way back to the state of Alaska decades after it was taken from Shemya Island in the Aleutian Chain. The stone is covered in petroglyphs, but as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, lots of research hasn't uncovered their secrets.
The basement of the Museum of the North is filled with dead animals, old furniture, valuable paintings, and a wide range of artifacts.
So this is the collections range where all of the collections for all the different departments are stored here.
Archaeology collection manager Jim Whitney leads the way to one corner where a large wooden crate rests on the floor. Whitney unscrews the lid and slides it off. Inside rests a dark gray lumpy stone shaped like a halibut. It's 3 feet across and it weighs a few hundred pounds. One corner comes to a distinct point. This is the Seal Stone.
That's the name that was given to it by the people who had it for over 50 years. They called it the Seal Stone because of this petroglyph on the end here, which is clearly a face which resembles, in their opinion, a seal.
Archaeologists believe the Seal Stone is originally from Shemya Island, which is just east of Attu at the very tip of the Aleutian Chain. This is only the second example of its kind in 100 years of archaeological work on the Aleutians.
When you remove an artifact from its context, you lose a lot of information about the people who made that piece. At the same time, in this case, Shemya Island was heavily used during World War II as an air base, and a lot of sites were just completely destroyed. So perhaps if this piece hadn't been collected, then it would have been just completely lost forever.
For 50 years, the Seal Stone was used as a lawn ornament until the owners tried to sell it, and eventually it made its way back to Alaska. The stone is covered in carvings or petroglyphs, but the intricate designs are hard to see without a good light, so Whitney plugs in a small lamp.
If you use raking light, you can really see that they kind of just jump out at you a little bit more. So here's the face at the end of the stone. On this side is, let's see if we can get the light to show it, which is a sort of oblong shape that has been perhaps tentatively identified as a sea otter. And then at the very end, there's this sort of odd-shaped design, which is a large circle with a stem coming off of it of some kind here.
Archaeologists haven't identified every petroglyph yet. Some of the carvings have been linked to stories from the Aleut culture, but Whitney says there's more research to be done.
One thing we'd like to do as part of the research as well is actually connect with those communities from the Aleutian Islands, talk to them about what these pieces of the art mean to them or what the different design elements mean to them.
The museum plans to put the Seal Stone on permanent display by the end of next year, but only after several research projects are complete and as soon as they figure out just how to illuminate it. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.